Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
For goodness sake, Kith, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's 2:08 here in St. Louis on a Wednesday, and we're glad that you're here with us, including, yes, even Ryan Wiggins, which is, it's a tragedy because he lost his hearing during COVID.
Yeah, I lost my hearing. I started speaking other languages. COVID does, I mean, some weird side effects,
weird
doesn't
side
it?
Side effects.
It's weird.
Did you have any side effects?
Yeah, I had weird side effects. I had weird abdominal pain that whole time.
You constipated?
No. Constipated. Come on, with what I eat.
I don't.
Oh, my gosh. That's
probably why you were constipated. You don't eat any actual real food.
I wasn't. It was just fiber. All fiber, all weekend.
You're confused if you think that I want to know any more about
you
this.
You brought it up.
You
even said constipated.
I had immediate regret.
You had. I bet
instantaneous. What the heck was I thinking?
Yeah, what are you doing? You had plans for this segment. You completely destroyed them by saying, do you have any side effects? How about your butt? Well, I guess since we're on the topic now.
Why are you wearing an Old Spice t-shirt?
Because it's cool.
Oh, that's right.
You know that's true.
That brings me back to the question. Why are you wearing an Old Spice shirt?
Let's go back to that. Did you pay for that shirt?
Yes. I bought this shirt at Walmart back in 2014.
I
you can
say,
tell that it's not
there's
new.
There's no way you paid for that shirt. But there's one way you paid for that shirt.
You know what? I used to walk down. There was an aisle at Walmart that I think is gone now. That was a clearance aisle. And naturally, I would walk down that. Anytime I'm gonna walk over here real quick. Oh, there's a clearance aisle. I guess I go knock down there. And there was never
Do you
anything.
You know, it's not saving money if you're buying things just because they're on sale that you don't need.
I've had to figure that out. Because you're right. There's things that I'd buy that'd be like, oh, man, that's really, really good price for that stack of paper clips that are different colors. Oh, my gosh. What am I going to do with them when I get them home?
Clip stuff.
Yeah. I mean, everything's clipped now.
Everything. Your
Before,
kids, noses,
you
boop.
Had paper that was just in different places. Now, that paper is still in different places, but it's clipped together.
And it's pretty.
And it's, yeah, well, the clips are pretty. The paper's still the same. But this shirt was $1.50. And it is one of my favorite shirts that I think I've ever had. That's why I've had it for 8 years now.
All makes sense.
Thank you. I bought two of them. They were so cheap that I bought two, and I don't know why I did it with the other one.
Why would you buy two?
Because I thought, gosh, if that shirt looks good, which it did, then I'll want to wear it more often, and so I'd like to have two. So I did get two, but I don't know where the second one went. So I'm glad that I had to, because then I might
it's
have
really
zero.
It's really hard to tell you from Terry Crews right now. I'm just telling you that right now.
I know that.
Look exactly
it's
like.
Not just Terry Crews. Anybody I mean, who's ever been the Old Spice guy. I look like that guy.
On the live stream right now is like, is that Terry Crews
yeah.
in the Andy Fry Show?
You know that thing that guys can do when they get so ripped that they can move their pectoral muscles up and down?
This is filed in the same file folder of the constipation
yeah.
that I don't want to talk about.
Well, I wasn't able to do the pectoral up and down thing quick until COVID. Yeah, that's one of the side effects.
And then you put the shirt on.
And the shirt, yeah.
Yeah, it does all make sense. I want to talk about this story about my lunch today, and I'm not going to tell you where I went. I guess if you watch the live stream, you might be able to tell what I was consuming earlier in the show as my lunch. But it is service everywhere is just tragically abysmal right now.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about service as if it exists.
Well, that's what we do. I don't know if you were recording when we were talking about this before, but I said we're not at the point where it's negligence or like that there's like a negative experience. There is complete and total apathy.
Yeah. And yet you still kind of feel for them, don't you? When I see somebody that apathetic about their job, I used to be like, dude, do something. At this point, I'm like, hey, thanks for at least standing there.
That was the question that I had before the break. And I'm going to tell you this story because it's just like really funny. And like this is so sad that it's starting to be funny scenario. I was going through the drive-thru to get a drink for lunch. And I pulled up and I was the fourth car in line from the window, not from the
speaker. Not from the order. Okay.
There was one car in front of me and it was a St. Louis police officer.
Okay.
Which made me feel more comfortable. There was a car in front of them, and then there was a car at the window. And so I sat there for at least 8 minutes before I even moved. I got in line, parked. 8 minutes later, I moved up to the speaker. Nothing happened. The police officer that was in front of me pulled away and just left.
That had already ordered?
That had gotten past the speaker.
So, yeah, okay.
So finally, the person comes onto the speaker, and she goes, I'm going to need you to wait a minute. And I'm like, okay. And okay. So I was sitting there, and that it was probably at least another 5 minutes later, the very first car in line. It took 12 minutes for the very first car in line to move.
Oh, man.
And this is a place that makes beverages only.
Wow.
That car moves. The police car bailed. So the only other car was now at the window. When that one finally pulled away, and I'd been there for over 15 minutes. Before I was sitting at the speaker, had been there for 15 minutes before I had even like placed an order. And the person comes on the speaker. She goes, you can pull up to the window. I'll take your order up there. And I'm like, okay. So what are you thinking is taking place right now?
I'm thinking she's alone and just trying to deal with.
Swamped.
Yeah.
So I pull up to the window. I place my order. I give him my rewards thing. Get my points. And I give him my card to pay him. And I go, are you working alone in there? And she goes, oh. And she looks back. She goes, no, we got one other person back there. And there's another one. And then she just kind of shrugged her shoulders and gave me my card back after I paid. There were three people working there. And it was literally taking 15 minutes per drink to make.
Was she implying with that answer that, yes, there are two other people here? No, they're not doing anything.
I don't get the vibe that there was.
But she didn't even care.
I think that there was equality of effort.
Okay.
When I said that to her and she started saying that, she goes, no, we got another person there. Or we got one other person back there. And another one. It was like, I felt like I insulted her. And I didn't mean to insult her. I was actually kind of trying to be like, it's okay, cool. Take, you know, yeah, do what you got to do. I know you're running. But she came up to the window after she had told me at the speaker, because I thought she can't be if she's there by herself, it's probably hard to be taking orders, putting them in the cash register or in the computer system, going to make the orders, getting the orders out, and to juggle all of that by yourself. That would be difficult. I understand why you would be like, just come to the window, tell me what you want, I'll go make it, we'll pay for it, and then we'll just go one at a time there. There's three people working there. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, I worked at Annie's Frozen Custard in Edwardsville for several years, and I love that job. It was so fun, and I still have dreams about making concretes and stuff from people. I don't know why. It's just ingrained in my brain. Annie's is the best. But I am thinking about the nights where it would be like a Friday night in the middle of summer, baseball teams are showing up, and you're just like slinging custard all over the place, making these things. It's got to be the same thing as being at a beverage place where there's a big menu. You got to know what the menu is. You got to know what goes in each thing. But there's a basic, I mean, even with ice cream, there were like cones and shakes and concretes and sundaes. Those are all kind of different. This place serves a beverage.
Okay.
With different stuff in it.
Okay.
It can't, I mean, I think I could make one of those drinks in 2 minutes or less. From the time I heard it, I think that should be able to go boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. Between taking payments, taking orders, and making the drink, you could probably do all three of those things faster if you put in even just like barely any effort, right?
It's not difficult.
No. I mean, and that's even having compassion for if you're alone. That does get pretty overwhelming, especially if you've got customers inside and
drive-through. Which is why I wanted to say to her, like, if you're here and you're doing this all by yourself, thank you for being here. Because I'm sitting here kind of getting frustrated because I needed to get up. I mean, it's close to where we work.
Uh-huh.
And I know that I have to be here at noon. And I mean, there was seriously a point where I was like, I might just have to bail on this. I might have sat down here for 20 minutes and I just won't eat today.
Yeah. That's the trouble with there's no accountability for those people now at all.
I don't think that this person, I mean, she wasn't mean or rude in any way, shape, or form.
She was just there.
But it was like, oh yeah, there's three of us here.
Of course there are. Yeah. But that used to be a couple years ago. That would be grounds for you or I don't know if you ever did this, but I would. If it was bad enough, I would contact the corporate website.
I wondered about that. And that's like, if you know what? If I do it, I'm a Karen. If you do it, I don't know. You're a Chad. Isn't that what it is?
No.
Well,
no.
You're
just a Wiggins.
Chad's positive.
Oh, Chad. Yeah, Chad's a bro. He's everybody. He's
cool.
For everybody.
Chads are cool.
Yeah. There is no Karen equivalent for a guy.
That is false.
There are guys that are whatever
the
Karen.
No name for
we
it.
Don't have a name for it.
Yeah. Carl's.
Don't do that to Carl. He's a nice guy.
There's an actual Carl here. I'm not going to do that to him. No, but I would contact the website and say, look, I'm not trying to cause problems for you, but I do know that it wasn't just me. I saw 15 people dealing with XYZ problem. Thought you would like to know so that this can be fixed for the future. Whatever.
Is that the right thing to do?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
are you
a narc? For me, are you saying that I should do that?
Oh, I don't know. Now I'm saying it's different because I don't know that it would matter. You could probably
what are they going to do? Fire those people and close?
Yeah, exactly. That's the alternative. Is well, we either have that person there and they're making one drink every 15 to 20 minutes, or we're closed. That's it.
I know every time I go there. It's going to be a while. And I make decisions on whether or not I can go there based on how much time I have to waste. So if I go there, like today was unusual for me to actually commit to sitting there and like rolling the dice. When I got in line, I knew when I got in line, this might not materialize.
Yeah.
And there are other times if I know that it's going to be close, I just don't go there because they've set the precedent that it is a time commitment. I mean, I could literally go sit in a fast food restaurant that is close by and sit down, order a meal, and eat the meal in the amount of time it takes to get this one thing through the drive-thru.
You know what I am a fan of, and I wasn't when it first started, but now with the world the way it is, I love that they're doing this. Well, yes, but when you pull up and you're talking to somebody on the drive-thru, and when you pull up to the window, the person you were talking to is probably in Dallas. You're not even talking to somebody in St. Louis.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They have like internet connect. They have call centers now.
It makes sense.
And because they don't really need the person at the window to be doing it. They just need to know what the order is. What I don't like, though, I still don't like this. When you pull up and a voice says, hey, welcome to McDonald's. Would you like to try our pies today? And you go, no, thanks.
And
I would like
goes,
to try. And they go, what?
Welcome to McDonald's.
Yeah. Yes, completely different voice.
You have to be in on this thing too. You can't just rope me into this thing while we're talking about pies.
Are you using a mobile app today? No, I don't have the mobile app, but I do have a, wait, what? What's this? And it's a completely different voice. They don't know what.
Interrupted their day.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry to interrupt you. I know that the recording asked me a question on that wasn't you, but I felt obligated still because it was a question.
Amanda says Chick-fil-A is still rocking their customer service, doesn't matter which one. I really want to know if you have any restaurant in your area that's killing it. It's worth the drive. If I'm in Collinsville And I know that the Fairview Heights Taco Bell gets it right every time and it's lickety-split. I might go to Fairview Heights to go to Taco Bell.
I can't believe you said that because I just did that last night, literally with Taco Bell.
I was going to say, the Fairview Heights Taco Bell is pretty legit.
Really?
I drive past
I tried to make up something that was so random and not so, my life. No. So nobody's like, I wonder if Andy's going to be at the Fairview Heights Taco Bell.
True story.
That's crazy. Yay after, for the Fairview Heights yes. Taco Bell.
I was actually talking about not going to the Caseyville one.
Oh, well.
other one.
So I play softball on Tuesday nights and I get done late. 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and I don't want to go home and make dinner, and I can't eat before I play a game. So Tuesday nights become Taco Tuesdays, and so about the only thing that's open is a Taco Bell. I drive past the one in Shiloh. I drive past the one in O'Fallon, and I go all the way to the one in Fairview Heights off of 159 because it's still faster for me to go there, get theirs. They're nice. They smile. They're happy to see you. And your order's right.
They don't stare into your soul.
Right. Well, no.
I'm the one who should be questioning. Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I don't know.
You're working.
The ones that I can't stare into your soul because their eyes are dead. At
the bad places. I mean, there are a couple fast food restaurants that are around my house. And I seriously have told Jared, if we didn't have all these kids, I would just go there one night a week and work. And it would be like... my opportunity to inject sunshine into the people who visit this particular fast food restaurant.
Yes. My wife and I had that conversation this weekend. I can't believe it. Same thing. We're like, man, if we weren't working.
Everything I say, are you just like, that just happened to me last night?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is. Oh my gosh, my baby was doing the same thing last night.
Better tell your wife.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick break. I just got a comment here in our private chat, and Hannah says she's a major Karen. Was I allowed to say that on the air? Ryan, look out at her. Was I allowed to say that on the air? Hannah?
Ooh.
She's a major Karen.
She's a little happy.
Can a major Karen be a boop?
No. You got to either boop or Karen.
Does she turn into Beanbag when she's a Karen? Maybe that's what it is. It's an alter ego.
That's what
all right.
It is.
I cannot wait for this next segment. Why? Because I got a, would you call this a magazine?
Yeah, I'd call that a magazine.
Yeah, okay. I got a magazine, and it's full of suggestions. It says the newsletter to read for guests and show ideas.
Oh, newsletter. That's what I would call that.
And Ryan and Brian, haven't seen this yet, so we're just going to go through and see what looks interesting and maybe book some things for the show. Or maybe not. This is going to be fun. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
Here we go.
Welcome back to the show. We're glad you're here. We got Brad and Ryan and Karen in the studio with us.
What's up, boop?
No, it's bean bag when I turn into Karen.
Yeah.
What's up, bag?
I don't know.
That's okay, right?
I don't think
right,
so.
Boop?
You're going to turn her into bean
please
bag.
Please don't boop, Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn her into a Karen.
We need to put, hey, can we get that on hand? Oh, we do. It's just not on the thing. Okay, perfect. Who's supposed to be managing this thing? Oh, it's Hannah. She's in here.
It's one of us.
So I have this in my hand, a newsletter. It's radio, TV, interview report. And we are going to discuss some of these potential suggestions of things that we could talk about on the Andy Fry Show.
Okay.
This might be incredibly unprofessional.
Well, it's a professional journal.
Here is the first one. And if any of these seem like incredibly interesting, we can book guests.
Okay.
Oh,
and I'm not.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
It's pitches to be on the show.
Which is cool because if, I mean, we generally go by the news cycle. So those things kind of create their own stories in a way. So we're not looking for lifestyle stuff as much, especially for guests. But if you were not doing a political talk show, this would be stuff that you would hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. You might hear this on other shows. And if so, they're wonderful people. And I'm not here to
quote. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Unless we say they're dumb
the
stories.
The very first story in this newsletter, how do you cook a scorpion?
Okay.
How would you cook a scorpion?
Carefully.
In the air fryer.
Yeah. Yeah, in the air fryer, Annie.
Interview an edible insects expert. Says eating bugs has been gaining acceptance across the United States and Europe in recent years, in part because of growing health and environmental concerns. There are nearly 2,000 edible insects, and they all taste different. But are bugs really a viable food source? Do you want to know more?
No, I don't.
Would you like to know more?
This topic has been tread a bit already. This topic, I'm not a big fan of. You know what? We should probably all learn how to eat bugs. Because, you know, things are pretty bad. So let's start eating some bugs.
They're not that bad.
Exactly.
They ain't going to get that bad either. Yeah. Would you eat a scorpion?
No.
If prepared for me, I would eat a scorpion. I'm not going to go find a scorpion because I'm that hungry.
I'm adventurous. I tend to try new foods.
I feel like you would
now,
eat a fried scorpion.
If I'm prepared
not,
for me.
No. Mm. I'm not going to eat a bug. And definitely
any
not
bug?
A scorpion. No.
Cricket?
Nope.
Cicada?
Not on purpose. Not on purpose.
If ground up into some sort of powder and made into a dish.
I think that I've had a margarita. Is it an ant rim? Is that possible?
Ooh, I don't know, but I like that. Like live ants, like I've, going in a circle?
Yeah, I love that. Too long.
There's like
it's been out for I thought it was. Hey, that's an ant drink.
Slimy but
no,
satisfying.
No, Annie, don't tell her.
No, like ground up ants.
Ooh.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's in the Mexico Pavilion at Disney World.
Heard there's an ant that is like a real sweet tasting ant, and I don't know what it is.
But
it's the margarita ant.
There's no way I would do that.
Are you secretly allergic to your spouse?
Ooh. I want to know what the definition of allergic is.
Do you sneeze uncontrollably whenever your wife or hubby tries to hug you?
This
do you
is ridiculous.
Wake up with a headache? I know women who go to bed with headaches all the time.
This is ridiculous.
After sleeping next to your other half, according to products ingredients expert, you may be allergic to the fragrances in their soap, body lotion, or something else they use and not even know it.
Well, so you're not allergic to your spouse. Oh, man, they're good at headlines, aren't they? That's a dumb headline. Yes, get that person on.
This is a pass for you. You guys tune into Wiggins America this Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. It's going to be lit.
Yeah, I'm going to do a 180. It's going to be leading the show with, you know what, you guys? Are you allergic to your spouse? We're going to talk about that today on Wiggins America.
He's probably actually going to do a segment on this, but it's not going to be in like the complimentary way.
Oh, yeah. I would love to book guests and make fun of them. I haven't done that yet, though.
Oh, boy.
That's not my style. This is.
Not that they would know it. You'd have to ask questions real carefully where they wouldn't know that it was a joke. I want to do that.
Can elephants reverse climate change? God, I hope so.
I hope that it's because the elephants know how to work some sort of sophisticated software.
Did you hear that Bill Gates got COVID?
Yeah. Yes.
How?
I don't know.
It's not possible.
No. That guy's so full of the juice. There's no way.
He is the juice. I think that we're like injecting ourselves with Bill Gates stuff.
Ew. Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I've been so hesitant. Is this come from Bill Gates? And from what part?
Next.
It's a hard pass. That's not an actual story. But let's get back to the elephants. People the world over have a deep affection for elephants. But did you know that they could help save the planet? Not only are elephants adorable, super loving, and brilliant, they are also important ecosystem engineers. Are elephants brilliant? Like, on the realm of other mammals, not us included.
I think they have really good memories.
I think that it's possible that really? They are smarter than some humans.
Yes. I love the lead of that. People love elephants, but like, did you have to tell us first that elephants are a good thing?
They are so large that rain in an elephant's footprint can create a microsystem that can provide a home for tadpoles and other organisms. The effect of their movements help restore and maintain the balance of future.
There's such a great your mom joke in there.
No, there's not.
What?
The whole benefit of elephants is that they have big feet.
That's it?
I don't know. They create large ecosystems with their footprints.
Oh, they're talking
for
about creating a little pool for a tadpole to swim in from its footprint.
Yes. You know what? Jeff Goldblum would say, life finds a way.
I say book them.
I will on Wiggins America, 6:30 a.m.
6:30 a.m., eh?
This one made me laugh out loud. Journalist says you can't. It's 6 to 8, right?
Yeah. It's 6 to 8 on Saturdays.
Did I say it wrong?
6:30?
You just said Wiggins America, 6:30 a.m., and I just didn't know that we had already booked it.
Okay. Journalist says you can't find unbiased news in the U.S. Well, how the heck are we supposed to know that?
Where's the journalist from? And can we trust them?
I don't know.
Or are they biased?
How are we supposed to know? It kind of makes me want to go and have this interview, but I feel like it would put me in an infinite loop.
Yeah.
This is like Doctor Strange metaverse stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Multiverse or whatever the heck
it is. First, sir, please explain to us why we can't trust the media. Then explain to us what you do.
And what we're supposed to do with this, or just do we delete ourselves after this?
Yeah.
It says here, is this really journalism? And who does it help and hurt? Find out who owns the rules, the press. Find out who owns and rules the press. When you invite this Dutch American journalist on your show.
Oh.
It's the Dutch part that makes
so
it.
So they're
legit.
Foreign. Okay. There's something to that.
You can't say foreign.
Dutch. What? You can say Dutch, but not foreign?
I don't know. Probably not.
You can't say foreign. Okay. They're non-domestic, undocumented journalists.
Strike.
I mean, but who can trust us anyway?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, we need that person on to tell us what the rules are of saying the word foreign or not. Can we call you a foreigner?
No. Stop saying that.
You ever listen to the band
You say
Foreigner?
You can't. Annie told you you can't say it, and then you said it 12 more times.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the show, Hannah.
Yeah. Hannah. Oh, I can't say it,
Hannah. Basically how this works. Do thoughts and prayers really work?
Oh, if the answer's no, I don't know if I want to interview this person.
Well, listen, this is the way it's written. Offering those who are suffering, quote, thoughts and prayers, end quote, may seem like a hollow platitude. Well, maybe that's because that person sucks if it seems like it's hollow.
Yeah. Hey, thoughts and prayers. See
yeah,
ya.
Peace.
Who died? Ooh, thoughts and prayers.
Oh, this is funny. But according to realtor and author.
Realtor.
This actually works.
Oh, good.
Quote, when the going gets tough, just get excited, she says. I'm living proof that one can successfully have physical, mental, spiritual, and financial health by thinking positively at any given moment.
I like how much this is about that one person's success.
This is just more about thoughts than prayers.
Oh, so it's like think positive and you will be positive.
Yes.
They've discovered the secret.
She can share how living mindfully, changing our thoughts, followed by specific actions and prayer, can have miraculous results in all aspects of life. Definition of prayer.
I don't know. That version of prayer is basically positive thinking.
It's like if you pray to yourself enough, mm-hmm. you can heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the prayers that I'm offering when I offer thoughts and prayers for the
right.
record.
Yeah. That's the
well,
equivalent
that's
of saying, hey, positive energy, super yeah. karma for you guys.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
Good vibes. Sending good vibes.
Yeah. That's that. So I would say no to that person.
Although
they've done a great job. They're in a trade magazine. They've made it.
How to be a productive procrastinator. We'll do that one later. Let's see here.
Ooh, solid.
What the most successful people know about making healthy choices.
That seems very broad.
Boring.
Here's a good one for the Wiggins America show. The Real Hidden Figures do a show on unsung women STEM heroes.
Unsung women STEM heroes. Okay. Are there sung women STEM heroes?
Again, he's just repeating what I say, only this time you're less emphatic about it. Like, have you seen Hidden Figures?
No.
It is a fantastic movie. Have you?
I haven't seen it, but I know the story.
Hidden Figures is about the women mathematicians that helped Kevin Costner go to space. That figured out this like super super high level math, and they were black, and they were like super separate but equal. I guess it was in the 60s. I can't remember all the specific details, but they helped figure out how to do this like massive top of the top of the top elite math that needed to be done to do like space stuff. And the movie is really, really well done.
Okay.
You should see it.
I'll see the movie. Not interested in the interview.
Not interested in the interview?
No.
Here's a good one. This sounds exactly like Wiggins America.
Okay.
How much longer will America have democracy?
Does somebody know? Because if they know, I would like to know.
Yeah, the answer is here. But you have to listen to Wiggins America from 6 to 8 a.m. on Saturdays to find out.
Yeah.
You.
Okay,
I'm
I do.
Booking them. Okay. Many Americans feel their freedoms are being infringed upon. Lockdowns, masks, and vaccination mandates were the mechanisms that brought our attention to the fact that our liberties are being eroded. This is a mere glimpse into the future, says this conservative commentator, who warns that continued government infringement under the guise of public health and greater good will result in the end of a free society.
I like that topic in that magazine, but that is also basically 100% of the press releases that we get. Is that guy.
It's not a guy.
That girl.
You are entirely sexist.
That lady. That Karen.
You can get her own color boop. Every time I boop my child's nose, Molly, yeah. I think of you and it makes me so mad.
You're supposed to think of me.
I do need to rechannel my thinking. Because you boop a baby's nose. It's what you do.
That's what you do.
Boop. And I'm like...
It's called branding, Annie. I knew that you were probably booping your daughter's
nose. It's called
nose.
Mind control, and I'm not here for it.
And so I thought, you know, how do I work myself into that great moment between you and your baby daughter?
That's sick.
How do I stick my face in there somewhere? It worked.
Boop. Do you? We asked you if you were okay with boop, right?
Yes.
And we asked her on air.
But we asked her on
yeah.
Brad did clarify did. Off air
okay.
as well.
Okay.
Yes. I'm fine with boop.
No matter what you say right now, you have to say you're fine with it. Off air is when we...
Here's a good one. Will quitting your job make you happier in the post-pandemic world? I think, Ryan, you quitting your job would make me happier in the post-pandemic world.
And we're out. Wiggins America, Saturday mornings from 6 to 8.
6:30 a.m.
All of these guests.
Did you say Sunday?
No, I said Saturday.
Felt like
you're doing me to you. I do that to you. What did you say?
Do not speak like that.
That's what.
Are you okay?
No.
You feeling okay?
I don't know. Maybe I got a fever. I need to go home.
Do you?
We have to quarantine for a few more days.
Oh, man.
I don't know. This seems a little surreal.
All right. Well, I'm really glad I got this magazine. We'll keep looking through it. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. What it took to rid the world of smallpox. We probably can't have that on this show. We'll get canceled.
Yeah, we can't do that. Let's just do the elephant guy.
The elephant guy?
Or girl.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite?
Probably the one about ending democracy would be the only one that I would really consider. Except, honestly, that's the kind of interviews we get requested for all the time, is that same kind of person.
How to keep conversation civil.
Hmm.
When was the last time you had a conversation that didn't end up feeling like a negotiation or worse, a fight? It's probably been a while since a simple conversation was just that, a simple conversation. No matter what we talk about now, it's become nearly impossible to not talk about emotionally charged topics because that's all we've got.
That seems a bit far-fetched.
No, when was I don't the last think so. Time I think that's spot on.
Don't you have more normal conversations than you do emotionally charged conversations?
Maybe you do now, but I bet your circle has gotten smaller.
Maybe. If it's just talking about people that you don't agree with, then I guess that would be a somewhat interesting topic. Like, how do you, except that I would want to know, how do you broach those topics to win?
I know, that's the problem. We're not going to have you on as an expert guest on this.
Yeah.
He'll show your audience how to control the conversation.
I like control.
And establish better rapport. Rappert with who they are talking to and what they are talking about so that simple conversations don't feel like battles that need to be won. It literally says it right here.
Then
I am
say
booking
no.
this for Wiggins America.
No, we do not have
Although
those
this
people
this show
on.
Is going to change drastically if you stop being so combative all the time. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll, we need to get the votes up on that right now. Will the United States governments, any of them, successfully revert to lockdowns for a surge before the Biden administration is done? Do you think that lockdowns are going to effectively be put back in place at the federal level, at the state level, both or neither? Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We are live. Click on that live broadcast. And in the live chat, the poll is right there. And if you want to throw a comment our way, we'd be happy to take it. And Hannah is going to pick some to read on the air when we come back. Don't go away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry.
Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
One more story before we get to the Annie Fry live chat poll on the YouTube channel that I missed. The three types of men women should run from. Hannah, you interested? Let's find out if Mr. Wonderful here falls into these categories. Women often overlook major red flags in their quest for romantic love. According to this expert, the obvious ones are liars, mama's boys, and sociopaths.
Mama's boys.
Can you? Well.
Uh-oh. You just tipped your hand.
Yes, you did. Sorry, Parker.
Is Parker a mama's boy?
Spill it.
Yeah, tell us,
Mr. Pretty Good. Now,
just beanbag it. You don't have to boop this.
Karen.
He's not a mama's boy, but he.
You should just stop right there. Nobody. Yeah. You're on the tape. Dump.
He loves
but he
both
does
of his
love
parents.
Taco Bell.
No,
he does.
What is a mama's boy? Because I'm surprised that Mama's Boy is even printed in this piece of paper.
Somebody who's basically taking orders from their mom still as an adult.
I think a Mama's Boy is somebody who is unwilling to create a new role in their life for that significant other because that role is occupied by their mother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That would
the
be
attention
a problem.
And the affection that a grown man needs to separate from their mother and give to their wife.
Whole leave and cleave
the
thing.
of the cutting of the apron strings. Mm-hmm. I was going to say purse strings, but that's a whole other thing.
Someone said he's a Hannah's boy.
He's a Hannah's boy. I like that. A mama's boy will call their mother before they'll call their wife.
No.
What were the other ones? Sociopath?
Yeah, those are bad.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
And liars.
Yes.
It's like Washington, D.C.
Liars, sociopaths, and mama boys.
Is it? I mean, you would think that in this day and age, if you were to call someone a mama's boy, that's got to be some sort of ism. Or is.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Washington, D.C. The House of Representatives is just full of mama boys.
I mean, I don't know. I have that feel, that intuition, that maybe it's motherly intuition because I need to continue to feed my family. But I feel like if we were to point out who we think are mama's boys, we'd probably get canned.
In Congress? Or in here?
We should go to the YouTube live channel. In here?
Let them do it. Yeah, let YouTube do it. All the listeners that want to weigh in. I don't even know what the question is, though. So just say whatever you want.
Okay, YouTube live chat poll on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Oh, yeah, just going to follow that intuition. What do you got?
We have a real question here.
We do real things on this show from time to time.
Will the United States governments successfully revert to lockdowns for a surge before the Biden administration is done? The options are they would do federal lockdowns, state lockdowns, both or neither.
Brian, what do you think?
I think neither. I just don't think they'd get away with it anymore. Not maybe at the city level, but not at the state level anymore.
You said successfully, and I'm going to say neither because there's no way they could get either one of these three.
I have no idea what the results show, and I don't think I even voted on this one today, but I actually think neither as well. I think that the people on a massively bipartisan level are done and over it.
Yep.
Yeah, I do too. I think people also at the government level, even Democrats, know that that's not politically expedient for them anymore.
Sure, which is all they care about.
So. Right. Mm-hmm.
47% of the people voted neither. 26% of the people voted both.
Ooh,
which is interesting.
26.
Wow.
Which is interesting. Yep. 18% of the people voted state and 9% voted federal.
I thought that the state would potentially be the highest.
We never really had federal shutdowns, did we? It was always at the state level.
You had
federal mandates and federal shutdowns of federal things, but you never had a mandate from the federal government that everybody had to do
to
shut down.
Because there were states that never did.
Right.
But I'm talking more about federal mandates that
overreach.
Like you have to on transportation, like, yeah. Or that you can't. I mean, we had actual discussions in the news about potentially stopping interstate travel.
Well, yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. I could see them trying to come back with a mask mandate on trains and planes. I could see that. But only if they had the cooperation of the CNNs of the world to really hype this next one up again.
Mm. Man, if the Republicans win in the midterms the way we expect them to win, and we'll have to show up to actually make sure that goes into effect to make sure that that's the way it's actually going to materialize 181 days from today. If the Republicans win, it is going to be a wild 2 years.
Yeah, it is.
Because the Republicans are going to be, they're voting in the Senate today on making a law. It's basically a show up and vote thing so that you can be on the record about Roe v. Wade making it a law. And you said that a key person has already said, no, I'm not supporting that.
Oh, Joe Manchin, yeah, in the Senate.
Where did you go?
Well, I was thinking about the Supreme Court, and I was thinking about the 5-4 holdup.
Uh-huh.
But no, yeah, Joe Manchin has already said that he's not going to vote for it. So I didn't even know if they're going to get 50 votes in the Senate for this thing.
I think it's a mistake. Because if you have a Democrat mm-hmm. that is in a purple state, and you've got to make him go on record mm-hmm. right now, I mean, Joe Manchin's Joe Manchin. He's going to Joe Manchin. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a state senator, a United States senator that's in a purple state, and this might be an issue that... This issue could tip people in a specific yeah. direction. And if you're yes. going to force them to go on record just for the sake of going on record.
And that's what Schumer has said this is.
Yeah. Because
he knows it's not going to pass. Yeah. He said, I want everybody on record. You're right. That may be a big mistake.
I don't see the gain in it. But, I mean, they're doing nothing. They're doing nothing else right now. So. All right. Thanks for being here. Good to have everybody back in studio. We will be back tomorrow. The Mark Reardon Show coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.